Hey, let's talk Gillette. What's happening in Gillette? Next week, on February 11th, is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. You can sign up on the city website to get email or text message updates and notifications from the City of Gillette. I've put a link in the description to where you can sign up to receive meeting notices, press releases, and newsletters, right to your email, inbox, or phone. Message and data rates may apply. If you're interested in serving your community, consider signing up for one of the City of Gillette's Citizen Advisory Boards. There are openings on the Board of Adjustment, the Public Works and Utilities Advisory Committee, and the Boys and Girls Club Board. The Public Works and Utilities Advisory Committee and the Boys and Girls Club Board both meet once a month. But if you wanted to serve on a board, but not that often, consider the Board of Adjustment, which has the authority to grant variances from city zoning ordinance and only meets as needed. As far as I can remember, the Board of Adjustment has only met 3 or 4 times in the nearly 8 years I've worked at the city. So it's a great way to be a little involved once in a while, but not very involved or with a huge time commitment. Applications are available online, and I've linked to the online application in the description. Or you can also pick one up in the administration office on the 3rd floor of City Hall. The applications are due, either returned to City Hall or via email, by Friday, February 21st at 4 o'clock p.m. If you need to have your fingerprints taken, the Gillette Police Department is expanding the hours that service is available. You can now get fingerprinting done 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, between 8 and 4:30. It costs $5, you can pay with cash or card, and you must have your legal ID. Here's what's on the February 11th City Council agenda. There are 2 resolutions authorizing the mayor of the City of Gillette to execute loan documents. One for the 30-inch Madison Water Transmission Main Pipeline Repair Project, and the other is for the Wastewater Treatment Facility Improvements Phase 2 projects. These are projects that have been approved, but the loan paperwork still needs to be signed, and these items will allow the mayor to sign them. Council also has a resolution authorizing the amendment of declarations and covenants dated December 3, 1990, and recorded with the county clerk at Book 128 of Photos, page 126, as instrument number 643372. Usually, the city isn't involved in private declarations of covenants, so this is a bit unusual. The covenants are essentially the rules of the subdivision or homeowners association or whatever you agree to when you buy or build a home in an area. It's not between you and the city, but between you and the other property owners in the area, I guess. These covenants in particular seem to have forbidden development of any kind, and if you look up the address, which is 606 West 11th Street, there really is nothing there but trees. Except the current owners would like to build something there, and apparently another part of the covenants required the city's permission to change it, which is what the council will vote on. For projects supported by the optional 1% sales tax, Council will be accepting public improvements for the 2024 Asphalt Pothole Repair Project and the Sunburst Subdivision Valve Project, as well as approving the bid award for the RC Ranch Mill and Overlay Project. This isn't quite up yet, but there will be a presentation about a pre-annexation agreement for property located at 5437 South Douglas Highway, where the property owners agree to be annexed into the city so that they can be connected to city water and sewer. Right now, there aren't any buildings on the property, but there are water and sewer lines nearby. And finally, Council will authorize the mayor to sign Amendment Number 19 to the Telecommunications Raceway Lease Agreement. That's a brief look at the February 11th meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA TV cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.